Serious stuff. We opened the program talking about a suggestion that we should be debating legalizing ICE or at least decriminalizing ICE. It came from Senior Sergeant Tony Francis, who's head of the Geelong ICE Task Force, told the Geelong Advertiser that it might just work. And he went through the argument in some detail. He'd obviously considered and said it should be debated. Unfortunately, the police have gagged him. They might give us a statement later. And I find it extraordinary that you trust a man with a gun and the power to arrest and lock people up, but you won't trust him to talk on radio. I think that's just ridiculous. He's not a lunatic. He's not an idiot. He's raising it in a reasonable and responsible way, saying, let's talk about it. It could be one way to address the problem. Not even saying it is the way, but it should be discussed. Now, on the lines of men I've talked to before from Sydney, Matt Noss, Chief Executive of the Noss Foundation that works with young people, drug and alcohol problems. Matt Noss, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you
Do
going?
you think there needs to be a debate on this? Should we debate legalising it?
Yeah, and look, I think you mentioned a word before which really delineates between the two. There is decriminalisation,
Yes.
which is what you said before, diversion. And believe it or not, we have decriminalised personal use amongst most drugs around the country in most states. So that means the police have the power not to arrest someone and to say, listen, you're off to treatment or you're going to cop a fine instead. And that gives police an incredible power because a lot of them find it more useful than just arresting people.
Well, even with ICE, even with ICE.
Even with ICE. Because I think what we're actually finding is, you know, really with the ICE problem, most of the people who have incredible issues with it are impoverished. That is, you know, when we think of a junkie, we don't think of Philip Seymour Hoffman. You know, really, he was someone who we found functional. What we consider a junkie is someone who is incredibly impoverished, but also dependent on drugs. And so, where's the best place for them? Prison
Well,
or treatment?
but what the police officer is talking about here is another level. He's saying
It's
perhaps
another level,
you
it's
set
not.
up, you set up government clinics whereby you can get the drug under license and use it. What do you think of that idea?
Well, look, I think we are heading towards that anyway. The US have done it, obviously, with cannabis. Not as well as I think we'll do it. Obviously, by the time cannabis gets here in the next decade and we're regulating that over the counter, I don't want to be doing it where it looks cool, where kids come in and can get it like a, you know, even a pack of cigarettes. These things have to be regulated. That is pharmacy type environments, education campaigns to say this stuff is still incredibly dangerous, and it'll be the same for ICE. But you know, it'll how many decades away? Who knows? But you know, the question that you asked is, should this be debated? Absolutely, because what we currently do doesn't work.
What's the well? What would it achieve? The police officer is saying you might, you can take the criminality out of it. You can offer treatment. I assume you'd embrace all that.
Of course, but I think the most important thing what they're referring to, and I find this guy to be incredibly brave, and I really think we should be honouring him. And I think your words were pertinent. Essentially, what this is about is saying, right, our current system is flawed. It doesn't help police. In fact, it hinders them. It also hinders hospitals. So how do we make this community as safe as possible? Well, the first thing we do is we try and make this thing look as unsexy as possible. The same way we did with heroin very effectively yesterday. It came out in the US that heroin has again gone up in the US and in the UK, but not here. Not here. It's gone down.
Why?
Yeah. Because we treated it like a health issue. We really toned down the tough on drugs thing. We stopped making heroin look so sexy. And if you ask the kids who come into our program, who hardly any of them use heroin when they come in, and you say to them, mate, why don't you use heroin? And they say, it's a dirty drug. And I say, but what about ICE? Surely that's worse. And they say, oh, no, but, you know, it's easy to get. You know, it's fun, all the rest of it. Heroin's just a hassle, you know. So a lot of this is around social marketing because we treat it like a health issue, because we started adopting methadone programs across the country, needle exchange. Those kind of things show populations, impoverished populations, who are going to be the ones who use drugs the most, that this is something that we respond to as a health issue.
Doesn't run the danger of legitimising it, though? If I'm 17 or 18, starting to experiment with things, and I see that it's all right for my brother to go and get ice from the local clinic, couldn't that legitimise it?
Well, put it this way, you know, your kids and my kids will be unlikely to use ice. I mean, this is the thing that most parents need to know. Most kids won't touch ice, but a lot of kids will touch cannabis. You know, it's just a thing. When you look at it, a lot of these drugs are used by different cohorts, and it's unlikely that most kids will ever touch ice in their life. And most parents need to understand that, because when these government ads come out, they make it feel like, you know, every single kid is in danger. That's just not the case. So we've got to kind of maintain it and say, right, if you did open up a clinic, and this is what should be debated, because we don't know the answer. There is no silver bullet to this.
Yeah.
But if you did open up a clinic and said, right, you can line up here and get it here and use it in here. Now, with the idea of getting as many people into treatment as possible, the idea would not be just because, well, we've failed and the rest of it. The idea is helping as many people off the drug as possible. Okay. In other words, to make it a story of hope. If it was that, you would not have, you know, if this is a crass term, but middle-class kids rocking up to stand in that line. They just wouldn't think about it. They'd say, no, I don't want to be a junkie. I'm not going to stand in line and do that.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. I still hope the debate continues, although there's a lot of effort being made to shut it down. Matt Noffs, Chief Executive of the Noffs Foundation.